This coming Tuesday, Ohioans will go to the polls to decide the most high-profile item on the ballot, State Issue 2, the Ohio Drug Price Relief Act. Leading up to Election Day, the combined spending of more than $70 million in advertising money has either informed or confused you. Today, spokesmen on both sides of the issue join us to answer questions and debate the specifics of this important measure. Yes or no on Issue 2, today on Town Hall Ohio.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
This Tuesday, you have the chance to vote on State Issue 2, the Ohio Drug Price Relief Act. If passed, it will become a law through the initiated state statute process. Today, we're going to hear the arguments of both proponents and opponents. Our guests have been engaged in Ohio politics for many years. Their resumes would take a while to share, so I'll give you an extremely condensed version. Matt Borges is the former chairman of the Ohio Republican Party, and he now represents the Ohio Taxpayers for Lower Drug Prices campaign, that is the Vote Yes side. Dale Butland was press secretary and Ohio chief of staff for Senator John Glenn. He is now representing the Ohioans against the deceptive RX ballot issue, the Vote No side. Today's show is going to be a debate format. We'll alternate questions with each guest, specific time allocations for each response and rebuttal, and I may ask a follow-up question if we have time. Our spokespersons will also have a two-minute opening statement and a 90-second closing statement. Before we get to the debate, I want to start the review of the actual text of what's on the ballot come Tuesday. It reads, to enact Chapter 194 of the Ohio Revised Code, which would require the state of Ohio, including its state departments, agencies, and entities, to not pay more for prescription drugs than the price paid by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs. And it would establish that the individual petitioners responsible for proposing the law have a direct and personal stake in defending the law, requires the petitioners to pay $10,000 to the state if the law is held by a court to be unenforceable, and limit petitioners' personal liability to that amount, and require the attorney general to defend the law if challenged in court. With that as our starting point, we're going to begin with our opening statements. Matt Borges, as the supporter proponent, will let you go first. Couple of minutes.
Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it, and thanks for having us today. Ohioans need lower drug prices. Next week, voters will decide on State Issue 2, the Drug Price Relief Act. This is an initiated statute, as you mentioned, not a constitutional amendment that prohibits the state of Ohio from paying any more for prescription drugs than the Department of Veterans Affairs currently pays. You may ask, why the VA? Well, 25 years ago, drug companies got caught red-handed ripping off veterans through the VA program. So Congress acted. They imposed a 24% federally mandated discount on all drugs purchased by the VA. This program has worked extremely well in helping keep the cost of health care down for our veterans. Well, now those drug companies are ripping you and me off. And if you're waiting for Congress to do something about it now, well, don't hold your breath. So Issue 2 puts the power in Ohioans' hands to instruct our politicians in Columbus to start taking these issues more seriously. And when Ohio gets the same prices for prescription drugs that the VA currently gets, taxpayers save $400 million, drug prices go down, and every Ohioan benefits. It really is very simple, but voters are sometimes a little confused, understandably, because drug companies have set a record in Ohio this year. They've spent $70 million trying to confuse Ohioans and get them to believe that Issue 2 is something that it isn't. But it's a very simple thing. Now, you'll hear from one of the drug company representatives today, and understand that he's going to say whatever he needs to try to keep the cost of prescription drugs as high as possible. So it's important for Ohioans to understand that it's the drug companies that want you to vote no. And if you want lower prices for prescription drugs, you have to vote yes on State Issue 2. It's time for Ohioans to decide whose side are you on.
That was Matt Borges. Let's hear from Dale Butland.
Thanks, Joe. You know, everyone agrees that Ohioans need access to affordable drugs, and no one believes that more than I do. In fact, I've spent a good part of my adult life in that fight. But nearly every expert who has studied issue two says it won't fix the problem and would only make things worse by raising drug prices for most Ohioans and reducing access to needed medicines for some of our most vulnerable citizens. Now, those experts include a former state budget director, three former Medicaid directors who served under both Democratic and Republican governors, and more than 80 organizations representing veterans, business, labor, and over 30,000 Ohio doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and hospitals. And 25 major Ohio daily newspapers have also come out against Issue 2. At this debate, I'm going to explain why Issue 2 is unworkable, why it won't save money for taxpayers or lower costs for consumers. But facts aren't what the yes side wants to talk about. From them, you'll mostly hear anger. Anger about drug prices, anger about drug companies, and anger about those who run them. They'll tell you to ignore the experts, ignore the doctors, the nurses, the veterans, and all those newspaper editorials. Matt Borges wants you to ignore the facts and to vote your anger instead. But voting out of anger can be dangerous, and cutting off your nose to spite your face always has ugly consequences. So listen carefully to what both Matt and I say today, and then ask yourself three simple questions. Is Issue 2 more likely to lower or raise drug costs for you and your family? Would it likely increase or reduce your access to needed medicines? And is Issue 2 likely to save money for taxpayers or cost you millions more than you're paying now? Yes, we all need access to affordable drugs, but Issue 2 isn't the answer. In fact, it's a prescription for disaster.
Gentlemen, well said on both parts. Let's begin with a few questions that I've come up with. And Matt, again, we will start with you. So our listeners know, we'll give each side about a minute and a half to respond and then a 30-second rebuttal for whoever went first. Matt, you've said many times that we're going to be seeing drug prices lowered in Ohio. Give us some specifics.
You actually don't have to take my word for it. You can take the drug company's own word for it. They're the ones who have analyzed this legislation. And in a trade publication that we have a copy of, pharmaexec.com, where they're talking to each other about what would happen if legislation like this were to pass, here's what they say. Regardless, here's the point. If voters approve this proposition, it would establish an incredibly deep mandatory discount, in essence a price control, for the public purchase of prescription drugs. Such an action would no doubt, in their words, not mine, cause an immediate demand for the same VA discount rate to be made available to other states, the federal government, and likely private entities as well. I guess I'd ask you, knowing what the drug companies have said about what this would do to drug prices, they know that this type of action would bring drug prices down. Let me ask you this question. I think it's just something that folks can use their common sense to figure out when you go to the polls next Tuesday to vote yes on issue two. Why would the drug companies spend $70 million in Ohio to defeat a reform like this if it wasn't going to affect their prices? Are they worried about prices going up? I know they're threatening Ohioans that prices would go up if this passed, but they wouldn't spend that kind of money if they were worried about their prices actually going up and their profits being greater. They spend that kind of money because they understand that drug prices will go down for all Ohioans, whether you're on public or private insurance. That's what they don't want to have happen.
So, Dale, from your perspective, how are drug prices going to be impacted?
Well, Matt made a valiant attempt there to obscure the fundamental issue behind your question, and that is this. What's important for the listeners to understand is that Issue 2 only applies to drugs purchased by the state government, which means that only people who get their drugs through state programs are going to be covered. That leaves out two-thirds of the population of our state. 7 million Ohioans don't get their drugs through state programs. They have private insurance, employer-provided insurance, maybe they're seniors who rely on Medicare, which is a federal program, not a state, veterans, people who have no insurance at all. None of those people are covered under Issue 2. So if it passed, their drug prices would not go down by a single penny. But thanks to cost shifting that almost is certain to occur if Issue 2 passes, their costs could certainly go up. The entire rationale for passing Issue 2 has rested on two promises. The first is that everyone's drug costs are going to go down. Now, we just dealt with that. The other one was taxpayers are going to save hundreds of millions of dollars a year. That claim isn't true either, but for now, ask yourself this. If doctors, nurses, hospitals in our state thought that Issue 2 would lower their drug costs, don't you think they'd be for it? But they're not. They're all opposed.
Matt, 30 seconds.
Well, of course, they aren't opposed. The family physicians, who are the people who stand face-to-face with you when you go and talk to your doctor about something that you might need, for care. And they deal with people all the time who are having issues because drug prices are so high, whether their insurance company is denying a claim or they can't afford to get the care that they need. They have endorsed our campaign, as have other nursing organizations and veterans organizations around the state. So we're very proud of the support we have and understand that there's a lot of support for issue too.
Both sides of this debate have talked a lot about how the measure is going to affect the Ohio taxpayer. Dale, we'll start with you. Specifically, what do you see as being the impact on taxpayers of State Issue 2?
Oh, the one thing we know for sure is the costs are not going to go down. And the reason for that is this. What Matt's going to want you to believe is that while the Veterans Administration, the VA, gets a 24% discount on the drugs they buy, Ohio, when it buys drugs, pays full price. In fact, that is simply not true. Number one, Medicaid, which accounts for 75% of the drugs Ohio buys, gets a federally mandated 23.1% discount. That's right off the top, 23.1%, which, as you can see, is very close to the 24% that the VA gets. But then in addition to that mandated discount, the state of Ohio negotiates additional voluntary discounts with the drug makers. The bottom line is the state budget director, the current state budget director, who doesn't have a dog in this hunt, issued a report a couple of weeks ago in which he said that savings out of the Medicaid program, which again accounts for 75% of the drugs we buy, is not going to happen because we're already getting prices that are as good as or better than those gotten by the VA. And he said for the rest of the people, whatever small savings might occur as a result of this will likely be eaten up with increased administrative costs because you'd have to hire additional auditors and so on, cost shifting, and then the legal fees that we're going to get to in a moment. But so for all those reasons, this would not save money for taxpayers either.
Well, to save $400 million in our state budget would give us the flexibility to do a lot of other things, including possibly give voters a tax cut. Now, we weren't able to give Ohioans a tax cut in this last budget. $400 million is almost a half a billion dollars, is a significant amount of money for taxpayers to save. All Ohioans are taxpayers. So when you hear the No campaign lie and try to convince Ohioans that only a handful of folks would benefit from this, it's actually not true. All Ohioans benefit from being able to have flexibility in our budget and perhaps even save money in their own tax bills themselves. And it's an opportunity for the people to take the power in their own hands. Congress has passed a law that prohibits the federal government from negotiating prices with drug companies. This system could not be more rigged against everyday Ohioans. And so that's the system that the drug companies want to preserve if at all possible. They've eliminated the free market from this space. And so they can charge whatever they want. And governments have very little leverage unless the people stand up and take to the polls next Tuesday, vote yes on issue 2, and demand that these prices come down. When they do that, it's an opportunity for all Ohioans to benefit and Ohio to be a leader in bringing prices down for everyone across the country.
Yeah, I want to say a word about this $400 million savings per year that Matt and his colleagues keep talking about. The only report, so-called report, that ever found that was one they paid $9,000 for. They paid two law professors at Case Western University, neither of whom have any background in state budgeting or procurement. They came up with that, but current Medicaid directors, former Medicaid directors, the state budget director, everybody says that that is just a bunch of hooey. There are no savings.
More with Matt Borges and Dale Butland when we return. Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio, our debate over State Issue 2, the Drug Price Relief Act, helping us tell Part A and Part B of the story, if you will. Dale Butland is with the Ohioans against the deceptive RX ballot issue. The no side, Matt Borges from the yes side, Ohio taxpayers for lower drug prices. Matt, your turn to go first. A big part of the measure requires taxpayers to fund the legal defense of the bill. Why is that a good idea?
Well, Joe, I'd only disagree with the idea that it's a big part of this measure. What this measure is about bringing drug prices down for Ohioans. And I would just go back to what's the common sense tell you? Why would drug companies have spent $70 million, the most that's ever been spent in Ohio history on a campaign, trying to defeat this measure? It's because they are concerned about taxpayers. It's because they're good people, because they care about public policy, because they know what this would do to their profits. And so what their campaign has attempted to do is to distract and distort. They're running the darkest, dirtiest, most deceptive campaign in Ohio history, and they want to focus on every other issue besides bringing the price of prescription drugs down for Ohioans, because they know they lose on that issue. And so there is a provision in the law that folks would be able to vote on that would prevent the drug companies from doing what they always do. They've filed thousands of lawsuits around the country trying to keep government from being able to implement reforms like these. And this would give the people the voice in this process. Now, fortunately, our Ohio Attorney General, Mike DeWine, has already said that he would defend the law in court. But we've seen other examples in other states where politicians have decided to ignore the will of the voters. We need to make sure the will of the voters is upheld. That's what this would do.
So, Dale, the idea of the legal defense being paid by taxpayers, your thoughts?
Yeah, so first of all, Matt, complained about your characterization that this is a big part of it. Well, the truth is, when you walk into the ballot booth next week, you're going to see two paragraphs. It's less than 100 words long. The entire second paragraph deals with legal fees. And what this does is it gives the four sponsors of the ballot initiative, three of whom work for the controversial California healthcare CEO who is paying for this campaign, gives them an unprecedented right to intervene in any legal challenge that may be filed against this thing once it passes, if it does, and requires the taxpayers to pay their attorney fees with no cap or limit whatsoever on the amount of money we're on the hook for and whether they win or lose. Now, Matt will tell you, oh, don't worry about that. That only comes into play if the attorney general doesn't do his job and defend it. But that's not what issue two says. It says, read it for yourselves. It says the attorney general shall defend the law, and these four ballot sponsors get to hire their own attorneys too. Now, the reason that's important is that Mr. Weinstein is a serial litigator who has filed 52 lawsuits against government entities in seven different states, including three in Ohio. He's a legal bounty hunter, and giving him this kind of blank check could get very expensive for Ohio taxpayers.
Matt, 30 seconds.
The Ohio Supreme Court has ruled time and again that citizens do not have standing to bring a case in the Supreme Court. And so when it's an action like this, a mandamus action that would be required, if the drug companies do what we know they're going to do, there's a little bit of thou doth protest too much from the drug companies on this issue, because, of course, when Ohioans pass issue two, they're going to go to court and try to keep it from being implemented. And that's what the drug companies want to do. We need to make sure that the will of the people is upheld.
A lot of talk from both sides about what issue two might or might not do to access to prescription drugs for all Ohioans. Dale, you're first on that one.
Yeah, so the first thing you need to understand is that issue two would tie Ohio's drug purchases to the drug purchases made by the VA. But the VA has a very narrow formulary because they're prescribing drugs mostly for military veterans who tend to be male and tend to be older. The state of Ohio is a very different situation. Medicaid, for example, which again accounts for 75% of the drugs that we buy, mostly is made up of women, children, infants, and so forth, who use many drugs that the VA doesn't buy. Now, Matt says, oh, look at the numbers of drugs on the VA formulary. There's 17,500 drugs there. Well, that sounds like a lot, until you realize that the state of Ohio's Medicaid program by itself buys 44,000 drugs. So less than half of the drugs that are bought by one program in Ohio, by one state program, are on the VA formulary. Now, if issue two were to pass, could we still buy those drugs that are not bought by the VA? Because now there's no VA price to compare it to. If we could buy them, at what price? We don't know, because issue two doesn't say. It's another example of a sloppily worded initiative that would take years to untangle and a lot of lawsuits. It wouldn't be just the drug companies suing, Matt. There's a lot of organizations that would also be suing. As a matter of fact, the five state pension funds have already said they don't think that they're included in this. You say they are, so they presumably would go to court.
Maybe the strangest campaign I've ever seen in Ohio, where the opponents of an issue say, vote for us or we will punish you. And that's what you're just hearing now from the drug company representative here. What they're essentially saying is that if you pass issue two, well, there's a chance that we'll raise prices on everyone else, even though their own analysis said that they wouldn't be able to do that. They also say that they would stop access to certain drugs. Don't fall for those scare tactics. You have to understand, lower drug prices, vote yes on issue two.
Yeah, well, so first of all, that wasn't the point I was making. I was making the point that less than half the drugs we buy are on the VA formulary and what happens there. But with regard to this so-called threat that you keep saying, you know, Matt, If you tell a company, whether that company makes drugs or they make television sets or automobiles, that they have to sell their products to a certain segment of the population for a lower price, what happens to prices to everyone who's not covered under that? Cost shifting is basic economics. It is not as some nefarious scheme dreamed up by the evil drug companies. It's a basic fact of economic life.
We have a very interesting discussion going on today, all about State Issue 2, the Drug Price Relief Act. It will be on the ballot this coming Tuesday, of course, for those of you who maybe didn't absentee vote already. Our guests in the studio with us on the pro side, the yes side, Matt Borges, Ohio Taxpayers for Lower Drug Prices, Dale Butland representing the no side, Ohioans Against the Deceptive RX Ballot Issue. Lots more to come, including a little bit about how the government might implement this program, who is funding the campaign. We'll cover it all on Town Hall Ohio. Welcome back to Town Hall Ohio, where we are debating State Issue 2, the Drug Price Relief Act. Helping us tell the story, Dale Butland from the no side, Ohioans Against the Deceptive RX Ballot Issue, Matt Borges from the yes side, Ohio Taxpayers for Lower Drug Prices. Matt, you are up first. If this bill were enacted, Ohio government has to carry out the plan. How will they do that? What will be the process? Are the systems in place?
Well, there's no question that Ohio would have to implement this, and our state government does a very good job of forcing compliance in a lot of different areas these days, and they'll have to do that here too. We know the drug companies will try to do whatever they can to keep from having to comply with this law, but we'll be able to force compliance. Look, if you want an example of where this program already is implemented and works very well, just look at the VA. This pricing structure was imposed on the VA not because the drug companies wanted to honor the service of veterans and what they've done for our country. It's because they were ripping veterans off. And so Congress imposed this 25 years ago, and the program has worked extremely well. And so it will be Ohio's task to make sure that we keep the drug companies' feet to the fire. They'll try every way you can imagine to get out from having to offer these prices to Ohioans, but we already know what their real concerns are about their pricing actually going down, not up. Again, otherwise, they would never have spent $70 million to defeat this reform in Ohio. And we already know that this program works. As a matter of fact, a Cleveland Plain Dealer reporter was doing a story on this very subject, and he didn't know which side was telling the truth. So he called a professor at Ohio State who told him that the no side was wrong when they said that there would be challenges to implementing this law. And so we know that that's the case, and we look forward to seeing Issue 2 pass and be implemented.
So the first point I make, big difference between, Matt says, oh, just look at the VA program, it's working great. Big difference between the VA program and Issue 2. What the VA program does is Congress passed a 24% mandated discount. What Issue 2 says is that the state would be prohibited from buying any drug that they didn't get the 24% discount for. Well, there's nothing in it that requires the drug companies to sell their product at that price. So what happens if a drug company simply says, no, I am not going to sell you this or that drug at that price? Under this thing, Ohio would be prohibited from buying it. But there's a broader issue with regard to implementation here. First of all, there is no guidelines. There is no language at all in this thing as to how this thing will be implemented, which is why every expert who's looked at it, including people in our state government, says it would be a bureaucratic nightmare. But there's a fundamental problem. It says that Ohio has to get the same price as the VA, as the lowest price of the VA. Every expert who's looked at said, here's a problem. We don't know what the lowest price is. We know what the 24% discount is, but those additional discounts and rebates are not publicly disclosed under federal law. So Matt can have all the law professors he wants who will say, oh, no, you can do this. Federal law, U.S. Code 38, Title 38 of the U.S. Code, prohibits these prices from being disclosed. So it sets up a standard impossible for Ohio to meet.
Again, you don't have to take my word for it. I hope that you would, but if you don't, take the drug company's own word for it. They're the ones who say what would happen is that it would be a pricing disaster, they say, their words, for the entire U.S. drug industry. And here's something someone else said about laws like this. He said drug companies spent 2.5 times more on money on advertising, public relations, and marketing than they do on research. He said drug companies oppose these reforms for one reason: greed. plain and simple. You know who said that? Dale Butland, who's here representing the drug companies today.
We are chatting about State Issue 2 with Dale Butland and Matt Borges. Dale's on the no side. Matt is on the yes side. Dad always told me, follow the money. Let's talk a little bit about that. Dale, you're first up on this. Who's funding your campaign, and what specifically is their stake in this?
Yeah, I'd be happy to answer that, and I will. But first, let me say a word about something Matt just said at the end. He just dredged up a quote from me that was 15 years old that was said in the context of another campaign. As I told you at the beginning, I've been fighting for lower-cost drugs for all of my adult life. The 2003 initiative I was involved in that was sponsored by the Ohio AFL-CIO resulted in the creation of Ohio's Best RX discount card. Many of your listeners are old enough to have a golden Buckeye card. You turn it over on the back. That program is still in effect, and it's still bringing help and hope to tens of thousands of Ohioans. And another thing, Matt, that program I was involved in 2003, we didn't leave out two-thirds of Ohioans, and we didn't ask taxpayers to pay millions of dollars in legal fees for some California CEO and his lawyers.
Well, Dale didn't answer my question, we're going to come back to that. But in fairness, I'm going to let you respond to Dale.
If I were Dale, I wouldn't want to talk about who's funding his campaign either, because they're being funded 100% by drug companies. These are the people that have jacked up prices on things like the EpiPen. That used to cost $80. Now they cost over $600. And you see stories from drug companies and the things that they do, the greed that Dale himself has pointed out that motivates them. And these are the people that are paying for this campaign now. And not only are they paying for the campaign, they have spent a record amount. No more than this has ever been spent in Ohio history. And what really is nefarious about the way they've gone about funding their campaign is that they have used every loophole and created new ones to try to keep Ohioans, shield Ohioans from knowing who's actually funding their campaign, so that we don't know the drug companies, how much money they're actually putting in, each individual drug company is putting into the campaign. It's dark, it's dangerous, it sets a bad precedent for Ohio. If I were Dale, I wouldn't want to talk about it either.
Well, I'm going to ask you both to talk about it when we return in just a moment. We're chatting about State Issue 2. Matt Borges, Ohio Taxpayers for Lower Drug Prices. Dale Butland, Ohioans Against the Deceptive RX Ballot Issue. More right after this. We're back debating State Issue 2, the Drug Price Relief Act. Matt Borges with the yes vote, Dale Butland with the no vote. We do want to hit that last question. So, Dale, 30 seconds or so, who's paying for your campaign?
Yeah, we've made no secret of this from the day we opened our campaign. The pharmaceutical industry is paying the vast majority of the cost for this campaign, and there's a reason for that. We have 86 organizations, as I mentioned a short time ago, but as much as the doctors and the nurses and the hospitals and the veterans and all the other groups in our coalition, as much as they oppose Issue 2, they don't have the kind of money this is going to cost lying around in their organizational checkbook. So if the pharmaceutical industry were not willing to pay the cost, I'm not sure who else would or could.
Matt, your campaign.
Interesting that these doctors apparently are so impoverished these days that they can't come up with the money to pay for a campaign like this. But the AIDS Healthcare Foundation is the organization that's funding the campaign to pass Issue 2. These are folks who have been in the fight to provide access to affordable care, regardless of people's ability to pay. They have an organization here in Columbus, one up in Cleveland, treat hundreds of thousands of patients around the country and the globe.
Matt, we're back to you to start. Tell us about endorsements for the campaign.
Well, I mentioned the family physicians before. Doctors and nurses and veterans from around the state have endorsed our campaign. We were proud to have the endorsement of the Youngstown Vindicator. Of course, a number of elected officials from around the state. Again, this is an example of fighting the lobbying organizations, the Columbus Cabal, the people who have a disproportionate amount of influence over the politicians who have worked hand in hand with the drug companies and their representatives who are here today to keep drug prices as high as they possibly can. So what this really is all about is, as an initiated statute, you, the voter, stand in the place of the legislature. You have an opportunity to vote yes or no on a piece of legislation and whether or not it should be passed. When you do that, you take the power into your own hands. And it's more about whether you're family members or neighbors or co-workers. Everyone knows someone who's struggling with their ability to pay for the cost of their prescription drugs. Some people have to cut their pills in half. Some people can't pick up their medication at all and afford the care that they need. This is your opportunity to stand up for them as their voice, and it's using the power of your voice to do what unfortunately politicians have been reticent to do, which is to bring down the cost of prescription drugs for Ohioans.
If you want to know who's back in our campaign, go to knowonissue2.org. We have a list there of 86 different organizations, virtually every major veterans organization in this state. I mentioned all of the medical organizations. It's true, Matt's campaign has one group, but even that group said this is simplistic, it's full of flaws, but we're going to endorse it anyway. We have 38 or 40 medical organizations, and I want to say a word about Matt's campaign sliming these people. They just put out a press release yesterday, which I have in my hand right here, saying that, well, the only reason these groups have endorsed this is because they're getting all this money from drug companies. They say the National Association of Mental Illness in Ohio got $185,000 over the past decade from a drug company. The American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists got $65,000. But you know, Matt, I'm really weary of this sliming of good people and good institutions. Not only has AHF, your organization, taken over $12 million in grant money from drug companies, but your doctors, AHF doctors, have accepted nearly $4 million from drug companies in just the past 4 years, including over $600,000 from the same five drug companies that you're now demonizing and the state of Ohio is suing for its role in the opioid epidemic. This isn't just the pot calling the kettle black, Mac. This is hypocrisy with a capital H.
Again, if I'm Dale, I don't want to answer the question that you're asked, that you asked. And I don't blame him, because it's hard to hide behind being funded by and being supported 100% by drug companies. Those are the organizations that are actually funding the campaign to defeat Issue 2 this year. They're the ones who've gone up on television with all the ads you've seen. They're the ones who have funded that campaign. I don't blame Dale for not wanting to stand by them.
I think it's consensus that for most Americans, we feel drug prices are too high. Why hasn't somebody of elected officials, federal, state, why haven't they taken action on this?
You know, there's probably a lot of reasons. I don't claim to be an expert on this, but one thing I do know is that whatever action that is ultimately taken, we have a national problem here. High drug costs are part of a much broader, and this is my own personal view, part of a much broader issue we have in this country with regard to health care. It's a national problem. It requires a national solution. You can't fix this on a piecemeal state-by-state basis, or you wind up with something like Issue 2, which everyone, every expert who's looked at it, says it's not going to work. Now, Matt will tell you, oh, Congress will never fix the problem. Well, if that's true, then we need to hire some new congressmen and senators. The answer isn't to saddle Ohio with an unworkable plan that will make our people lab rats in some made-in-California experiment.
Well, Joe, I'm going to commend you. You've actually brought Dale and I together. We agree on an issue here, which is that we do need a national solution to these problems. Where we depart is the faith that there's going to be one. While Washington seems to only get more and more dysfunctional, it is up to the states. It is up to the people in the states to decide on issues like this so that we can actually bring some sense and reform to a space that has absolutely no sense whatsoever. What currently happens with regard to drug prices is completely designed to, it's rigged against you and me, everyday Ohioans, and it's rigged by the drug companies. They spent $250 million lobbying Congress last year, and so the idea that somehow some magical solution is going to be coming out of Washington anytime soon, don't hold your breath. It's up to Ohioans to vote yes on Issue 2.
We'll be back after this. Matt Borges from the Yes on Issue 2 campaign, Dale Butlin from the No on Issue 2 campaign in the studio with us. We're about to wrap up and we'll be hearing closing statements. But before that, Matt and Dale, maybe you guys have both been around politics for a lifetime. A question I have for you, tens of millions of dollars of advertising going into this. Is that any way to run a government? Is that a good way to make public policy?
I'll tell you, Ohio is one of few states around the country that allows citizens to put a piece of legislation on the ballot and then have the citizens go and vote for that legislation, as we're doing this year, this initiated statute. And when you do that, when you allow the public to make those decisions, there's going to be a public campaign that's waged. What folks should not be surprised by is that drug companies then moved in, decided they did not want their prices to come down. This is an industry that made $711 billion of profits doing things like overcharging governments over the last 10 years. So they have spent more money than ever has been spent in Ohio before on a campaign trying to defeat this issue, and worse, lying about the issue, threatening Ohioans, and putting the issue in terms that what they're trying to do is confuse Ohioans. There's no need to be confused. If you want lower drug prices, In Ohio, you have to vote yes on issue two. It's the big, greedy drug companies that want you to vote no.
Massive advertising, is it a good way to make public policy?
Yeah, you know, Joe, you've asked the question twice. I think it deserves one answer. The answer is no. This is not a good way to make public policy. The best way to make public policy is through the normal legislative process, where you have a bill that comes forward, it goes through the legislature, you have witnesses, you have hearings, you have expert testimony, and so forth. Then you can fix things. Mr. Weinstein, the fellow, this California healthcare CEO, put this on the ballot last year in his home state where it went down. Then he brings it to Ohio. Now, all the flaws that Issue 2 has that are on display now here in Ohio were on display in California. But do you think he ever talked to anybody here, a Medicaid director, a budget director, anybody who ran the program, say, is this a good idea? Will it work? If not, how can I fix it? No. He just took the same thing he had on the ballot last year in California, slapped it on the ballot this year in Ohio. So it's got all the same flaws it had before. It was bad for California. It would be bad for Ohio.
As we wrap up, we're going to give both of our participants the opportunity to give their closing statements. Dale Butland, Ohioans Against the Deceptive Rx Ballot Issue, you've got a minute and a half.
Thanks, Joe. You know, even after this debate, I'm sure many of you may still be confused. Which campaign is telling the truth? And who should you believe? Well, instead of trusting either campaign, maybe you should listen to those you already trust. Now, for some of you, that's probably your own doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and hospitals. If so, you should know that almost every medical organization in Ohio says Issue 2 would only hurt you and your families. Others of you may look to policy experts for advice, like former state budget and Medicaid directors who have actually run the programs that Issue 2 would so greatly affect. Well, everyone who's been in charge of these programs under the last four Ohio governors says Issue 2 is a bad idea that won't work. Or maybe you rely on your hometown newspaper to ferret out the truth. If that's you, please know that almost every major Ohio newspaper that's taken a position is recommending a no vote. So whether you trust policy experts, medical professionals, or your local newspaper, what they all have in common is their opposition to Issue 2. So, you know, maybe the real question is, who's more likely to have your best interests at heart? Is it Ohioans you know and trust, or a California CEO who wants you to pay his attorney fees? Please think carefully before you vote. There's a lot at stake.
Matt Borges, Ohio Taxpayers for Lower Drug Prices, 90 seconds.
Well, thanks, Joe, and thanks to Town Hall Ohio for having this forum today, and thanks to your listeners for tuning in to listen to hear more about Issue 2. What you've heard are two campaigns that have two very different agendas. One campaign is fighting for all Ohioans to save $400 million in taxpayer money and bring the price of prescription drugs down. The other campaign is 100% paid for by drug companies. Their entire goal is to keep the price of drugs as high as they possibly can, and they'll say anything to do it. But what did Don Elder, a World War II Tuskegee Airman from here in Central Ohio, have to say? He said supporting Issue 2 is the difference between doing what's right and doing what's wrong. And while the drug companies have been trying to confuse you, a professor of public health at The Ohio State University told the Cleveland Plain Dealer that the idea that this plan is unworkable is wrong. That's why thousands of family doctors from around the state have joined our campaign. They're the ones who stand face-to-face with their patients, making sure they get the health care that they need. By passing Issue 2, we'll bring down the prices for prescription drugs for all Ohioans. If you've been waiting for your opportunity to stand up to the biggest bullies that there are, the big greedy drug companies, here's your chance, Ohio. Voting has already started, and it ends next Tuesday. So make sure you go out and vote. And remember, if you want lower drug prices, you have to vote yes on Issue 2. And it's those big greedy drug companies that want you to vote no.
So I hope this was of some help to all of you as listeners to Town Hall Ohio. Matt Borges, Dale Butland, you guys are both very good at what you do. Thanks for joining us today on Town Hall Ohio.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.